Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I've got to run to keep rolling,
and I'm bound to keep on riding. Thursday already? Holiday weekend ahead? That's what I'm talking about. A big time for summer blockbusters. It's movie season for summer blockbusters. I think they're still trying to find Dory. What they're not having trouble finding is all the cash that went with her. I'm pretty sure of that. Ron Van Timmeren with me. Ron, welcome back to it from Celebration Cinemas.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, another record has been broken. Dory, the fastest animated movie ever to gross $300 million domestically. So it could be number one again this weekend, they say.
How many weekends would that be?
That would be three. And in the middle of a summer like this, going into a 4th of July weekend, that's, well, it's not saying much for the competition, I guess. But, there's a couple of these movies I really want to see.
All right, let's hear it.
The BFG, actually, I already saw that. The Big Friendly Giant. You had me at Steven Spielberg. Raoul Dahl, the source material, a book of his, of course. His stuff has been made into movies before. Willy Wonka, the Fantastic Mr. Fox, James and the Giant Peach, and this is a PG-rated adult movie. I mean, kids will like it too. It's a little slow and scary for the younger kids, but I really thought the BFG was a good movie. What do you think of that?
Again, it's Steven Spielberg, right? I mean, where do you go wrong? Has he ever done a bad movie?
Well, he's done less successful ones. Let me put it this way. It's no E.T., which some people thought might happen with this movie. I mean, you're right. He makes really good movies, and they had a $140 million budget on this thing, and John Williams doing the music, and Mark Rylance won an Oscar for his role in Bridge of Spies, Spielberg's last movie. He's kind of the motion capture. He's captured for the motion in the BFG, and it really looks fantastic.
Well, I mean, you just underscored something for me. Bridge of Spies to BFG. It's not just that Steven Spielberg does good, great movies, frankly. It's the range from E.T. to Bridge of Spies to whatever, to Schindler's List, right? But whatever it is, from very, very serious to just fun.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah, and he's, you know what, he's 70 years old. He's got projects lined up from here till his dying day, and he's just the best filmmaker we have in the business right now. He's got a track record like no other, and you're right, range, Oscar winners like Schindler's List or Lincoln to E.T. or Jaws. I mean, remember, you can remember the summer of 1972 when Jaws came out. Man, that was a cool movie.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, anything else out there to attract people away from the hot summer weather into a nice air conditioned place with popcorn?
Exactly. I only need a couple hours, and I can show you The Legend of Tarzan, an interesting cast with this. Alexander Skarsgård plays Tarzan. Margot Robbie playing Jane. Mm. Sam Jackson in this. Christoph Waltz is the villain. This one a $180 million budget. And you've heard this tale before, of course. You've seen Tarzan movies for years, but this one got a little different spin to it. And, the reviews are lukewarm at best, but I always love the Tarzan story.
It doesn't look bad in the trailers I've seen. I don't know. It looks okay to me, and it might actually be something I would maybe go see. So I'm not walking away from that one quite yet.
Nope.
Any other things we need to know, my friend, before you run off for the holiday weekend?
Yes, sir. The Purge, election year. If you're into a horror movie this weekend, we're going off to the future, 2025, Washington, D.C., The Purge. Turns out there's a female running for president in this movie. What could happen? What could go wrong with that, Steve? No, never mind. We're not going to talk about that. And then Swiss Army Man, better known as the Farting Corpse movie. It turns out if you're marooned on a desert island like Paul Dano and a farting corpse washes up on the beach, it can be very useful, Steve. Just kind of like a Swiss Army knife. Daniel Radcliffe playing the corpse. Very unusual storyline to the Swiss Army Man, but something completely different.
That sounds completely different. I think that's a fair way to put it, my friend.
So finding Dory holds over. Of course, Independence Day, a little disappointing at the box office. Central Intelligence, The Shallows, Conjuring. Free State of Jones didn't find an audience this weekend, so hurry if you want to see that. Really good movie. Lots of choices this weekend, Steve.
All right, Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, you have a great holiday.
I will. I hope you guys do, too. See you at the movies.
There you go, everybody. There you go. All right, well, 4th of July, which means not too long before the football players strap it on here for two-a-days and get ready for the kickoff of the fall season. Never too early to start thinking about college football, the greatest game ever invented. Speaking of that, iconic Michigan coach Bo Schembechler, still widely respected as one of the best leaders in college football, even after his death in 2006. With no disrespect to his illustrious career, this is from M Live, by the way. Legendary UM quarterback Rick Leach said he notices some distinct similarities between Schembechler and the current Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh. That's what he says. He said, "I said, if there's ever a reincarnation of Bo Schembechler to me, it's Jim Harbaugh." This is Rick Leach. You remember Leach, the cover of Sports Illustrated, 1976, Heisman contender, all of that stuff. I think he's even taking it to a different level. Could I see Bo Schembechler doing 38 camps in 30 days around the country to teach kids to promote Michigan football? That's quite an accomplishment. Leach, by the way, has known Harbaugh since before his teen years and played for Schembechler from 75 to 78. Harbaugh's father, Jack, you see, if you didn't know, coached the defensive backs when Leach played at Michigan, so he's real familiar with all of them. He knows them all. He knows the personalities. And aren't you ready for college football? I mean, I know it's the 4th of July, big celebrations ahead, but just take a moment and think, you know, what's your team going to do? Is it Michigan State? Is it Michigan? Is it, I can't even say the other two, but if it's one of those two, you're well on your way. Anyhow, it's Thursday here on the program. If you'd like to get involved, it's 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. The brand new website available right after the holiday, we're hoping. We're right down to it. The brand new SteveGruber.com website. You're going to love it, guys. We took a lot of time with this. It's beautiful. It's interactive. And it's all for you. The Steve Gruber Show.